When Houston resident and U.S. Senator Ted Cruz had his 6 minutes to grill Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg this week in a much-publicized Senate hearing, he didn't mention Cambridge Analytica. Zuckerberg was called to testify during the five-hour Senate committee meeting because of the elected officials' concerns about Cambridge Analytica, its invasion of privacy of millions of Americans without their consent, and its influence on the 2016 election. The presidential campaign that won that election, I think you know which one that was, had hired Cambridge Analytica, and the concern expressed by most other senators this week was how Facebook allowed it to harvest the personal data of more than 87 million Americans. And Senator Ted Cruz himself, while he was campaigning for a failed presidential bid in 2015, he also hired Cambridge Analytica, paying the firm more than $5.8 million in an effort to target prospective voters on the Internet. But Cruz didn't mention any of that when he had a chance to, when he met face-to-face with Zuckerberg. Instead, Cruz focused his questions to Zuckerberg about claims of Facebook's bias against and censorship of conservative and right-leaning political speech.
Well, Mr. Zuckerberg, I will say there are a great many Americans who I think are deeply concerned that Facebook and other tech companies are engaged in a pervasive pattern of bias and political censorship. There have been numerous instances with Facebook. In May of 2016, Gizmodo reported that Facebook had purposely and routinely suppressed conservative stories from trending news, including stories about CPAC, including stories about Mitt Romney, including stories about the Lois Lerner IRS scandal, including stories about Glenn Beck. In addition to that, Facebook has initially shut down the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day page, has blocked a post of a Fox News reporter, has blocked over two dozen Catholic pages, and most recently blocked Trump supporters Diamond and Silk's page with 1.2 million Facebook followers after determining their content and brand were, quote, unsafe to the community. To a great many Americans, that appears to be a pervasive pattern of political bias. Do you agree with that assessment?
Zuckerberg responded that Facebook strives to be politically neutral.
I understand where that concern is coming from because Facebook and the tech industry are located in Silicon Valley, which is an extremely left-leaning place. And this is actually a concern that I have and that I try to root out in the company, is making sure that we don't have any bias in the work that we do. And I think it is a fair concern that that people would at least wonder about.
Let me ask this now, question. Are you aware of any ad or page that has been taken down from Planned Parenthood?
Senator, I'm not, but let me just...
How about moveon.org?
Sorry?
How about moveon.org?
I'm not specifically aware of those.
How about cases? Any Democratic candidate for office?
I'm not specifically aware. I mean, I'm not sure.
And then Cruz asked about Facebook hiring practices and one former employee in particular, which, well, elicited the type of response from Zuckerberg that could be expected from any employer when questioned about any particular employee.
We do not generally ask people about their political orientation when they're joining the company.
So as CEO, have you ever made hiring or firing decisions based on political positions or what candidates they supported?
No.
Why was Palmer Luckey fired?
That is a specific personnel matter that seems like it would be inappropriate to
speak to. You just made a specific representation that you didn't make decisions based on political views.
Well, I can commit that it was not because of a political view.
Palmer Luckey, it was in his early 20s when his company, Oculus VR, was bought by Facebook in 2014 as it pursued its virtual reality software, hardware patents, and expertise. But why was Cruz so concerned about Luckey, who is known for his conservative opinions and online campaigns against liberals? Perhaps it was because Luckey had contributed the maximum $2,700 individual contribution to Ted Cruz, the political candidate, and had hosted fundraising dinners in his honor, encouraging others to do so as well. Also questioning Zuckerberg on Monday was the other Republican senator from Texas, John Cornyn. Cornyn didn't focus his questions on anti-conservative bias or particular former Facebook employees who were also campaign donors. Cornyn seemed more concerned about Americans' personal data and how it's used on Facebook and how other groups within Facebook access and use that data to sell stuff or influence.
Let me go to the terms of service under paragraph number two, you say you own all of the content and information you post on Facebook. That's what you've told us here today a number of times. So if I choose to terminate my Facebook account, can I bar Facebook or any third parties from using the data that I had previously supplied for any purpose whatsoever?
Yes, Senator. If you delete your account, we should get rid of all of your information.
You should, or
we do.
Do you?
We do.
How about third parties that you have contracted with to use some of that underlying information, perhaps to target advertising for themselves? You can't. Do you claw back that information as well, or does that remain in their custody?
Well, Senator, this is actually a very important question, and I'm glad you brought this up, because there's a very common misperception about Facebook that we sell data to advertisers. And we do not sell data to advertisers.
Well,
we don't sell data to
anyone. You clearly rent it.
What we allow is for advertisers to tell us who they want to reach, and then we do the placement. So if an advertiser comes to us and says, all right, I'm a ski shop and I want to sell skis to women, then we might have some sense because people shared skiing-related content or said they were interested in that. They shared whether they're a woman. And then we can show the ads to the right people without that data ever changing hands and going to the advertiser. That's a very fundamental part of how our model works and something that is often misunderstood. So I appreciate that you brought that up.
This report was filed by Brandon Moeller for the People's News. I'm Steve Gallington.